turunduse täht.
You know what? Not any company, but what I've been reading a lot about, because of course I'm always very interested in what's happening in the entertainment industry and now the run-up to awards season. But I think that there are a lot of celebrities right now that are working hard to get their nominations for their films. I don't think a lot of people realize that part of what celebrity life is obviously it's a big part of what they do is promotion of their films, but also promotion of themselves as they're leading up to the awards season. And there are so many amazing contenders this year. And I'm very interested because so many of them premiered their films at TIFF, as they do every year. And that's the first time that we got to see them in these incredible roles. But I've seen some good hustle out there from a lot of celebrities recently and talking about what their film is all about, what they themselves as a brand are all about. And they're really selling themselves to the public as well as to the powers that be within these awards contention. So,
thank you, Anu.
It's difficult, as not much interesting going on in Estonia as we are preparing for the elections. So everything you see is connected to elections. So it's kind of difficult to find some other things, as the Christmas campaigns haven't really started. So what I was thinking, it's not a major thing, but what I would think that whom I would like to give my appreciation is actually what is BAFF doing, the Black Nights Film Festival. Mm-hmm. And I really like when I first heard about the idea that they are taking the international producers to show them Estonia, to show the different parts what we have in our small country and to be considered at least part for a movie or something. So I think that it's very important what they do. Probably important for if something happens, if really someone gets interested, some place will chosen and really Estonia will be part of something really big and interesting. I think it's a great promotion for the country. It's great promotion for the concrete place. And I think also that it's very important for Estonian film industry that they can really learn. Mm-hmm. How the things are done, maybe cooperate, and it will really create additional value to the industry. So that's why it's not a big thing, but I think that in general, if something happens, then it will become something that will really get our, 10 years award or something. Mm-hmm. So Raul, what have you noticed?
Mm-hmm. Yes, what I was... Actually, one thing I noticed was... How to call it? It was a leaving party of our biggest CEO in Estonia, Estonian Energy Company. It's the biggest company, and the CEO has been almost 10 years there leading it. So some bad guys, let's call them bad guys. No, who didn't like anymore that he is a CEO? Of course, they changed him and put a new one in. But he had some couple of months still around, and what he's been using it is it has been a really great successful PR campaign for himself, going all over Estonia, showing all the places what he has been helping to build and all the new projects and giving interviews and films. So he's like a film star now, and it's nothing new, but it's still interesting because the most CEOs don't do it if they are, let's say, kicked off from a position. They don't start their personal positive campaign. But he started...
They start the personal negative campaign.
Yeah, something like that. But he's been doing it well, and I really noticed it. So this is my candidate for this time.
So, who will get the award?
Out of three.
We have the celebrities who are working hard for the nominations. We have the Estonian biggest company. Is it the biggest company, Estonian Energy? Or one of the biggest?
I think
first
it is.
First is at the second place. Mm-hmm. So the farewell party, and then we have initiative from BAFF to present Estonia as a great place for movie makers. So whom would you choose?
Without a doubt, actually, the amazing people at BAFF. I actually went on that tour, and after you said it, I thought, oh, I want to change my answer. So I'm glad I get to vote. It was absolutely spectacular. That tour blew my mind. I had no idea what to expect, and I was lucky enough to be invited, seeing as I'm actually not obviously a film producer, but I know many film producers, and I know many people who are always location scouting, and I just couldn't believe, you know, what you have available here. I mean, some of the places we went, I thought to myself, this would take millions of dollars to build in Hollywood. Absolutely. It would take millions of dollars to build in Toronto. But it's here. It's here. There's nothing obstructing it. You don't need to do any changes to it. Some of these locations are essentially sets that have been pre-built for the absolutely perfect, you know, scene from a fabulous vampire film. Or, I mean, we're looking at, you know, genre type things mainly. But oh man, we were just blown away. And actually, I was taking a lot of pictures of the scenes as we were going around and posting them to social media. And within minutes, I was, you know, getting 40, 50, 60 likes on all of the images of Estonia. So the people back home are just blown away by what you have to offer.
Very good. So, Raul.
I have to agree this time.
Really?
Whoa. Yes.
You don't seem like the type to do that often.
But I will.
Very good. But both team, I don't know, have they received any award from us?
For this project.
Not for this. Yeah, okay, yeah. So you are receiving your award during next days.